Drive time, NEC.
If you've been waiting for parking and traffic information, here it is.
Thanks a lot, Bob, and here's the news. The Bush administration are still trying to guarantee cheap oil supplies by removing one of many dictators, Saddam Hussein, and installing their own bigger, better, brighter and bolder new regime in Iraq. Their obsession with oil is illustrated by Bush's history in the oil business. In fact, Bush was once on the board of directors for Exxon Oil Company. Bush, therefore, did not ratify the Kyoto Protocol. And for the World Summit on Sustainable Development this year, they blocked a motion for targets on renewable energy. Then only sent junior delegates with instructions to keep climate change off the table and out of the spotlight. Next on the oil agenda are plans with BP to run a pipeline from the Caspian Sea and ending in Ceyhan in Turkey. The amount of oil pumped through the pipeline each year would be the equivalent of all the oil used in one year by the UK. Meanwhile, 10 people died today on the roads, but this isn't really news because it happens every day, let alone the hundreds of motor-related injuries occurring each day. In the last few days, many people have had to abandon their homes due to flooding in Scotland. These floods are in no way related to the massive floods that have occurred in China, Bangladesh, Mozambique, Prague, and all the other freak weather occurring out there. Honest! And now for the weather.
Okay, the weather. I'm Sue Nami. What we've got is a cold front of oil and fossil fuel industry tirelessly opening up new frontiers, new barriers. More oil, more CO2. It's pretty bad. We've got the heavy persistent rain of the increase in road transport and a tireless and relentless aviation expansion. Over here we have a few impacts of freak weather. We have, oh, I think a big hurricane, and oops, I think a few villages in India have just gone down, but hey. Over here, coming in, we've got the fog generated by the PR industry. People feel lost, confused, don't quite know who to believe. Climate sceptics are a lot in the paper denying climate change. Whilst coming in over here, we have the storm of international financial solutions. A lot of hot air has been generated by the carbon traders and taking the energy out of other solutions. What we've got coming through now is the warm front of resistance. People are waking up to the fact that climate chaos is here to stay and their lifestyles play a part in it. There's brightening skies of the low-impact lifestyles of communities working together for a common future. Over here we've got the high-pressure building as campaigns and movements around the world are joining together, pumping up the pressure, taking action on climate change for all our common futures. Thanks.
Except if it's soon, you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slower now will later be fast. The present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading. And the first was now, will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
Wade in the water. Trouble the water. Who's that yonder dressed in red? Wade in the water. Must be the children that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. In the water.
Okay, parking info coming up in just a minute, but now...
Yeah.
You're listening to Drive Time NEC. Stay tuned for up-to-the-minute traffic and parking information.
Ooh, can't anybody see? We've got a war to fight. Never find our way. Regardless of what they say, how can it feel this wrong? From this moment, how can it feel this wrong?
You're listening to Drive Time NEC. Stay tuned for up-to-the-minute traffic and parking information.
Drive Time NEC.
And now, over to Paul with the traffic report.
Thanks, Bob. Well, it's not looking good out there. There's chaos and congestion all around the city, and almost every route into Birmingham is virtually gridlocked. Just by looking at the number of private cars on the road today, you'd be forgiven for thinking that we don't have buses, trains, bicycles or even legs. There are fumes building from the tailpipes of pointless driving all over the city, adding to the general congestion, carnage, that makes parents feel it's not safe for their children to walk to school. In summary, it's madness on the roads these days, and I'm not looking forward to getting home.
Thanks, Paul.
The new Ford Phallus, bigger, faster and more power than any other car on the road. Looks and drives like all other cars on the road, but every Ford Phallus comes with air conditioning. Uncomfortable, stifled and overheated by traffic jam, engines and exhausts and weird weather? With the new Ford Phallus, air conditioning comes fitted as standard, adding only 25% to your fuel consumption and allowing you to contribute even more to global warming. Also comes with power steering, ABS, doors, lights, sunroof.
You're listening to Drive Time NEC. Stay tuned for up-to-the-minute traffic and parking information.
Stay tuned for Drive Time NEC. Stay tuned for Drive Time NEC. Stay tuned for Drive Time Drive Time NEC. Stay tuned for Drive Time, Drive Time NEC.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road, yeah.
If you place a live frog in a pot of boiling water, it will immediately remove itself. If you place a live frog in a pot of lukewarm water and bring it to a boil, the frog will obliviously allow itself to boil to death.
Stay tuned, it's NEC Drive Time.
Okay, parking info coming up in just a minute, but now...
I'm a rabbit in your headlights, scared of the spotlight. You don't come to visit, I'm stuck in this bed.
This is Drive Time NEC. We'll be taking a sneak preview at some of the exhibits inside the car show after this.
Own a high-performance car, drive at dangerous speeds through built-up areas, but scared of badly injuring pedestrians? Why not end all your legal problems by fitting bull bars to your car, almost guaranteed to be fatal? Remember, the dead can't sue.
Well, I'm standing by a river. this is the road to hell.
Aside from the 10 deaths a day directly caused by motor accidents, the use of cars within our cities also has other casualties. These are the rape and mugging victims of our deserted streets. Cars whizzing by at 60 miles an hour are of no help to those who wish to walk our streets after dark. People talk about more police on the street, but how about more people on the street? Get out of your car and take a walk, make our streets safer.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? Hey, paradise, put up a parking lot.
And now, over to Mandy, reporting live from Inside the Car Show.
Well, what I can see here today is lots and lots of cars, not significantly different from last year's models, but much more expensive. There's enough of them on the road already, but what the heck? Bye, bye, bye. I have here with me right now Dennis, a biodiesel expert from the biodiesel stall in Hall 5. Hello, Dennis. What is biodiesel exactly?
Biodiesel is liquid solar energy. It's vegetable oil which you can use as a road fuel.
Why would someone want to use biodiesel? What are its advantages, for instance?
Unlike conventional petroleum diesel, EnviroDiesel is fully biodegradable and is made from natural renewable resources. The main advantage of using biodiesel is that you're not giving your money to petroleum companies.
Is that all?
You could also avoid giving your money to the government.
Sounds interesting. And what is the difference between biodiesel and ordinary diesel that you get from a garage?
It reduces tailpipe emissions of carbon monoxide, has no net increase in carbon dioxide emissions, and therefore reduces contribution to global warming.
And how much do you have to use compared to regular diesel?
Biodiesel has pretty much identical performance properties to petroleum diesel. You'll get similar miles per gallon. In some cases it'll actually be slightly higher. It has better lubricating qualities. It's better for your engine.
Can you tell us any more about how it works in your engine?
No. I can't. Ask another question.
Okay, thanks for that, Dennis. Do you have a website that I might be able to refer our listeners to?
Yes, if you'd like to find out more about biodiesel, you can look it up on the internet on www.veggiepower.org.uk.
Thank you very much, Dennis. Now back to Bob.
Thanks, Mandy. And now we have a song about one of the new cars in the show.
Here we go! Piece of shit car. I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a big piece of shit, cause the shocks are fucking shot. Well, my seatbelt's fucking broken, I got to tie it in a knot.
It's a piece of shit.
I can't see through the windshield, cause it's got a big fucking crack. And the interior smells real bad, cause my friend puked in the back.
It's a piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
You got a piece of shit car.
It sucks royal dick.
That fucking pile of shit.
What have you been saying, crap? Car. It's got no CD player, it only got the 8-track. Whoever designed my car can lick my sweaty nutsack.
They can bite his ass too.
And I got no fucking brakes, I'm always way out of control. 11 times a day I hear, hey, watch it asshole.
You fucking piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
I got a piece of shit
car. You got
car.
A piece of shit car.
Diesel gas sucks my ass.
That fucking pile of shit.
That pile
never
of metal shit. Oh, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? To get stuck with you, you're too hot for drive through, and you smell like tissue, but I'm too broke to buy something new. Oh, fuck me. Well, the engine likes to flood. The car always fucking stalls.
In a sequel, she's got a big rip. So a spring always pokes the balls.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Plus the door locks are busted. I got to use a fucking coat hanger.
What a pain in his ass.
And if a girlie sees my car, there's no chance I'll ever bang her.
She never ever gets a pussy.
Hey, shut up.
You piece of shit car.
You piece of shit car.
Both
fucking tires. No rear view fucking mirror. Seven different colors. Fucking rag for a gas cap.
Shit car.